going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and right now, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you, Kevin. I've invited Eric Follow into the studio for this segment.
Yeah, where the hell is he?
He's probably still down the hallway. Oh, look at that guy.
No, I bet he thinks he's big time because he's got a pop of himself now.
He has a pop of himself?
Yeah, I saw it. It was awesome.
You saw my pop?
I have not seen your pop yet. That's pretty cool.
Show me the pop.
I didn't even realize I
opened the box.
Showed Higgy my pop like that.
No, I looked in there.
You just went right into the box.
I know they said don't scroll down, but I did.
You did. Interesting. Are y'all following Choppy on his journey through Europe right now?
Okay.
Living vicariously through him.
Yeah, I am through. Right. He's eating pizza. It looks amazing.
I haven't been, this is going to sound bad, I haven't been watching the content. But I've been excited at the frequency of the content because I have scheduled a trip in a few months to go to Germany. And my number one concern was, can I use my phone when I'm in?
That's your concern?
Yeah, that's my concern. We're going on a church mission trip. I hope that they take care of me. So that was my next biggest
concern. That's going to be epic, dude. I can't wait to hear all about that. My concern would be the food. After all these NFL players have gone to play in Germany and their biggest takeaway is like the food is kind of a disaster.
Hey, I can eat bratwurst.
Have you seen how plain his food is, though?
I guess if you're getting German brats every day, I'll be fine.
And they'll be like, have you had enough? No.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Now, Eric, the last night, the conversation at my Pluckers.
Your Pluckers.
My Pluckers. There were bets being made at the table around me that Eric Chiafalo was the most hammered of the bunch. And I will say, what have I always told you, Kevin, about the Velvet Hammer? Michael Peticola says, have to.
Yeah.
But kind of stop there, you know, because they're big beers.
They're dark.
Yeah, they're dark. They're big. They're strong. I had two last night. I had two of those big beers, and I was like, that's it for me. And so, but I was thinking about what was going on around DFW. My mind, it was Sean Sharif. That Sean Sharif was he loves shots.
He loves shots.
Yeah.
All right.
Shot Sharif.
Yes.
I love it. But we have to, by the way.
He got hit in the face with a cupcake today and it was fantastic.
Right. That's awesome. Right. Double by the way. Were you listening yesterday when Nick Harris was on and he said hookah instead of hookah? It blew Sean Sharif's mind and he goes, you know, I grew up in a Middle Eastern family, and I was like,
a Muslim family.
Sean?
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah, that was a great dunking right there. But I had never heard it pronounced that way either.
Sean's changed, to be fair. Though.
Yeah, he has.
He used to get drunk a lot. Did some people almost want to whoop his ass at a fan event? Yes.
May have been a biker gang.
That definitely happened.
We definitely had to. I had to walk him away from a biker gang once at a party. Sean has grown up a lot.
Was it Colby Sapp's biker gang?
No, because he.
No, even Colby was like, I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to mess with
those
guys.
We've moved beyond that. We've moved beyond him being drunk off his ass at a professional meeting we had.
Hey, listen, you don't have to tell all the secrets right now.
Okay.
I have heard some old clips.
I don't think he gets his, he doesn't get drunk like before.
He is a strong man now. He is strong.
I think he just picks his spots.
He's probably smart. He can be strong and get drunk though, right?
And he's smart when it comes to Ubering too. So he's like, I don't want to be driving with this.
Yes.
This is a smart situation for him. So last night, Eric, were the bettors correct? Were you taking part? in the drinking process at Pluckers.
If this would have been like 3 or 4 years ago, they would have cleaned up on this particular
pet. Did you get soft too?
It's not that I got soft, per se.
You need tea.
I just, yeah, it's the maturation of a man. You know, you can only do the Pluckers party one or two times where you go that hard. Because the thing too, when I was at the City View, like where you were, Medford, I mean, my experience there is everybody is just bringing you.
I heard stories last night. I heard stories from some of the employees.
Yeah, yeah. That City View experience was one to forget. But last night, no, we kept it under control. We had some high noons, you know, a couple of tequilas, but you know, by 9:30, it was all about the holy mac and cheese and the wings.
Yeah. Is that because you had responsibilities as well? Sorry, Corey.
The specials. Yeah,
if you didn't have to announce anything and you had a ride home, then you think you'd be like, special.
Party away.
Yeah, we can take a little bit more. No, dude, these hangovers, they're really no joke.
The older you get, Kevin, the longer those hangovers last.
Just because, like, with injuries, your body can't bounce back as fast, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Father recovery. Time gets us all.
Sorry, buddy.
That being said, so let's go through this. We're assuming then Dawson, N.A., Kevin, not at all, you know, so you're rocking
even
with that.
More N.A.
I was smart with two last night. We don't know where Sean landed on this last night.
I mean, we heard it in his voice, though. Sean was gravel. Sean was not doing just water last night.
Alec, how was your life last night then?
It was a lot more calm than I expected.
Okay.
Because there's something on brand with this show. I invited one Blake Elliott and he didn't show up. So I figured that was going to be fun and that didn't happen. But I did have...
Shocker!
I did have two... Tall boy psychedelic frogs.
There you go.
Ooh.
And it was my first time trying that.
That was one of the specials that we got right.
Yeah, it was. That was one of the ones we got. So I was like, you know what? I've never had this. And I kind of got peer pressured into trying it. But, you know, I'm a big fan of the mixed drink. So I tried it and I was like, sweet. I'll take another.
Frog me.
Yeah.
Frog me up.
Yeah. I am a little disappointed, though, Medford. I feel like you would have kind of been really championing.
Well,
as
the youth Chiofalo, of the group right now. There's two things going on this weekend, too. I've got Friday Night SmackDown tonight, and I'm not driving. And then I've got Kendrick Lamar's concert tomorrow, which I'm also not driving.
Oh, where's he playing?
AT&T Stadium.
Oh, AT&T.
Yeah, so that's gonna be like 4 hours. I'm going to have to be nice and, you know, feeling it. So
I got you.
Just be humble.
I got you.
Yeah. Stay humble.
And Fred Davis was out there. He's an NA guy.
Yeah. Okay. Sean said three beers, three shots. So that's more than me.
Yeah, all knotted up.
We're tame. We're waiting for other parties. We're all together, so we can really rip it up.
Okay, I like. There's something about boozing with the sun up now.
Yeah.
That brings excitement.
Day drinking's better.
Yeah.
Quick alcohol question for you. One of the specials we got right was, I think it was 750 Patron.
Mm-hmm.
One of the waitresses came by and said, "Is that a shot of Patron?" And I just said yes because I don't know. What, like, you don't put that, like, in a coffee cup or anything, right?
I hope not.
Yeah, that's way too financially inefficient, and that will destroy you, right?
Patron tall boy.
And then if it's in a margarita, now you're paying extra, you're just giving away the the sour mix. It's probably just a shot.
It is.
Okay,
is what I'm rocking with there.
Just a shot. That was a big one. That was one that people got fired up for.
I immediately just said yes, and then I was like, hold on.
Yeah. Maybe I'm not sure.
Different ways of... Go ahead.
One of the things, though, that I know we all enjoyed was the drive to and the drive fro. And that is the opportunity to listen to this broadcast right here on The Fan as the fellows were giving some great content. Zach got ticked off the other day. Very mad whenever somebody said that Kevin and I clearly have the best chemistry on the station. They were like, are you suggesting that Eric and Zach aren't friends? And Zach was furious.
And then didn't Nimrods call us Bert and Ernie? I heard that.
Okay. I don't want to point any fingers, but I do believe that was a Lucius exclusive.
Okay.
Just because pretty the sound, then. I mean, the
That's
evidence.
That's how it's going to be, Lucius.
The sound pretty, and the evidence funny, then. Was pretty damning.
So I feel like you're more critical of Zach Woolchuk than anybody else because you can be. So how did you feel that his content was on the show yesterday with you guys leading into it and then on the broadcast afterwards?
I was so impressed with him because the strenuous day of endurance Wednesday.
Yes.
Where he's hitting morning drive.
He was midday. On our show,
yeah. And then he's hanging out for the full five in the G-Bag Nation.
Like Broadus is built for this. Like Broadus does this all the time. It's his daily lifestyle.
Yeah. Like there's maybe when he's on the toilet, Broadus is not talking into a microphone. That's probably the only time.
But he wishes he was doing draft stuff.
Yes. Oh, he's still looking at film.
Why do I have to waste time right now on the toilet?
Broadus scouts a lot of dudes on the throne.
Do you think afterwards he's ever told a team, had just dropped off what I think of this prospect in the toilet? Like, I just want to know if anything like that has ever happened.
This player comp is my poo. Yeah, I think that's good. But Walchuk was on fire yesterday, and he looked so dang dapper. Like he went all out with the suit. He had purple is his color. He knows that. I know that. The lavender shirt underneath was fantastic. He had the draft pin going. So he was dressed for success and he rode that confidence into a dominant draft performance. I thought he was on fire last night. And now I'm looking forward to tonight is really my favorite night.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
More players, more opportunity. Yeah.
Were you also proud when Zach Wolchuk dominated some folks after the draft too?
Oh,
would you like to explain? Would you like to explain then?
Marcus Mosher, right?
Or is it Mosher?
Mosher.
Either way, he got dunked on.
Yeah,
deserved.
Man, I like.
He got a face full of bully.
I didn't catch it. I didn't catch up until the very end when, or maybe it was the end. Maybe it kept going when Zach was like, hey, I don't really care about your football opinion. You just compile a numbers guy. And he goes, hey, but thanks for those charts every once in a while. And I was like, oh, my God. So that was the thing. I don't know how often you get caught in that. I had to click on that tweet so I could go back to the origin because I missed the origin about Keenan Allen. And I went all the way through and I was like, yikes.
Yeah, it was when I got home from the party last night and I was just kind of trying to settle down off the adrenaline rush. That's what I was soaking in right there. Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, Walchuk, you guys were getting after it.
That is the drive home after the party. It's always, there's adrenaline. You're pumped up. You're hearing the interview. Like they had the press conference, the Cowboys presser, as I was rolling into the driveway. And I was like, I'll settle in and listen to this just a little bit too. I thought it was phenomenal content from all the fellas last night. Do you have a specific favorite? Is it Zach? Is it Kyle, Nick Harris, Votch? Which one do you like? That's my favorite. 877-881-1053.
Well, I mean, it's hard to. I feel like Broadus stands on his own throne and sits as we've discussed. But yeah, there. I mean, Wolchuk's voice. It's everything I ever needed. Everything I ever wanted.
And that the is whole friendship crew is, right there. Kevin would never say that about me.
I know. I've heard what he said.
I always take the emotion out of it. I would be like, hey, let's look at the numbers. Give me, you know, and you just go like that.
You'd be moshering.
How much of an impact has he had on my life so far?
And Walchuk gets into these draft night Twitter feuds because remember
he
lamented the Micah Parsons pick and Brad Sham said, I think Walchuk's tweet was, what a dumbass pick. And then Sham goes, you couldn't be more dumbass wrong. Mm-hmm. And that was
kind of feels like that's
just a few years ago.
Proven to be advantage Sham sure. on that
Sham,
one.
Sham got the leg up on that.
See, I know you said you're excited for tonight, and I definitely get that from my personal interest. But also, I just wanted to mention Saturday before we get into any specific names. I think Saturday is the day when the gap between coverages is astonishing. Like, you'll be like, who the hell is that guy? Well, I started scouting him 18 months ago when I thought he might come out last year. And you're like, what?
Well, Chuck's throwing in high school. He was a guard in high school. He played a little center in middle school. What? How does he get this stuff?
The depth of knowledge is through the roof. Yeah. And when these guys build their boards out and you have 200-300 guys on it, and that's the difference in a Broadus, a Walchuk, a Nick Harris, Votch. Like, these guys are, I mean, it is just, it's through the roof. And that's why I do love day three. And I like joking around with Broadus being like, dude, you could just do this in your sleep. Like, I could just make up a name and a position and you could just rattle off a scouting report for me. You know, just a fake report.
Yeah. And he's like,
that's what they're doing. Like on ESPN, they're just, they're ball sacking you on coverage on day three.
Yeah.
They can't, they're clock watching.
Yes. They don't have a clue. All right. So it is day two. We do have two rounds in the way here. Are we going running back immediately, or are you sitting and waiting just a little bit? What's your feeling on what they're doing this evening?
I do think they want the running back. I know Broadus loves him some Caleb Johnson, but it's interesting because Caleb Johnson seems like everybody's describing him as a zone runner, And I know that this new coaching staff wants to be varied in their attack with the way they run the ball, but when you consider bringing in the offensive lineman that they just did last night, that doesn't really look like your traditional zone blocker. That feels like a guy who's ready to do some power attacks.
He's pushing the sled. Hey, Kevin, real quick, I wanted to read this quote that I pulled from Schottenheimer last night. I read this to you earlier, and I think this is a phenomenal quote from your head coach. And he's talking about Booker transitioning from left guard to right guard. Here's the quote. The ability to move him is something we don't have any concerns about. He's a damn good football player. Is there a little bit of a learning curve where they have to learn like their stance and sets and things like that? Yes. But at the end of the day, it's football. And you go one way really, really fast. And if somebody gets in your way, you knock the S out of them. That right there is a coach that I'm just like, yes, that's the mentality. And that's what Booker is. He's a mauler and he sees something in front of him. He says, I got to move that. And I'm going to go move.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Move that right now. So that's that to go along with what he was talking about regarding that. Did you have a thought there, Kevin?
So I was going to add up some counting numbers, some nerd stuff right here.
Okay, cool.
Is that Tyler Booker's run block snaps 32.2% of the time. So almost a third, not quite. We're against heavy boxes, and he's also in the 91st percentile in rushing yards before contact. And that's the biggest thing. We've talked again and again and again about like, hey, you got a yard before contact. You got this before contact. And so now you see Tyler Booker top 10% in creating for his primary blocks rushing yards before contact.
And when does the show start today?
2:00.
2:00.
I like it.
That's good. That's good. That's a good time.
We were concerned yesterday.
Yeah. You guys informed me by the way you were talking. I had to get on the horn and figure out, wait, what's going on?
Yeah, it was a little, we were like, we might be going a little extra here. Yeah. We don't know, but things turned out. It worked out. And when are you guys ending? Is it typical going to 7 today?
We're going to 6 today.
4 flawless. Yeah. 4 flawless is what we're rocking today then.
Why do you think they don't allow Bobby on that 6 to 7 hour? Do you think they're like, it's too much, it's still too early?
Is it the rap songs?
We're not in the safe harbor yet.
I gotcha.
We got to.
Well, 7 o'clock ain't the safe harbor either, man.
That's true.
Eric, thank you very much for hopping on with us, dude. Always appreciate it. We're one big happy family here at 105.3 The Fan. And
love
looking
you guys.
Forward to listening to the G-Bag Nation when they get rocking at 2 to 6 for 4 flawless.
Coming up next, let's get some predictions for Stars, Avs, Game 4, or names to watch in Round 2 and 3 tonight. Plus, Masterpiece of the Week. All of it coming at you next right here in The Fan.
Ben, out of the bumper, to Harley, wrist shot, score! Power play goal! Dallas, we are tied!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is also a shout-out Friday from the 575. Hey guys, y'all shout out my wife Hannah last week. Can we get another one? I'm making her Tolo right now while we're in Dallas for the weekend.
She's getting to Tolo right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's make that clear.
She'll love it and she'll want to listen on her own.
Yeah,
now,
you better.
We got Masterpiece. We got Masterpiece of the Week coming up in a few minutes, but want to get out some predictions for rounds two and round three, names to watch for the Cowboys, and then also your prediction for Stars Avs game four, where they have led for all of, like, I don't know, a minute 10 in this series, but yet have a 2-1 series lead.
Do you want the prediction now?
Yes, I do. You could pick either one.
Tonight's game, or tomorrow night's game, is a 3-1 victory for the Stars. Otter continues to be special. However, one of those lucky Colorado goals does bounce in.
Yeah.
But the Stars find a groove. Are you watching on the national broadcast on ESPN, Kevin?
Yes.
Okay. The other night they were talking about Miro, and they sounded like they didn't think Miro was going to be back in the playoffs at all. I don't know if you heard that or not, but
I mean, that does not line up with what DeBoer has told us.
Right.
But
and I don't know if DeBoer's just telling us that as a, hey, keep the hope alive, you know, kind of thing. But it just, the way they made it sound was, man, we don't even know when he's going to be. It might be a long, and I was like, oh no. And then with Robertson, you know.
See, I'm more concerned about him.
Robertson, I'm definitely, with the word week to week.
Yeah.
And Miro, this whole thing is like contact. We got to figure out how contact's going to affect him, obviously, and how he can fit into this thing. But I feel like this is going to be an offensive effort from the Stars tonight to shut them down, because G-Bag is always right with the desperate team theory. But if you go into it knowing they're the desperate team and you match that level of intensity, you can really be the dominant one.
And this is going to sound weird for the team that is winning the series. I feel like I could make an argument if I'm the Stars that we're the desperate team.
They haven't been dominant in a single game yet.
You have been getting your ass kicked up and down this series.
And you're coming away with wins.
So I would argue like they're going to go into tomorrow's game also being like, hey, if we could score that first goal, that would be pretty freaking amazing. Hey, we're going to bounce around just a little bit right here.
Let's bounce around a little bit.
We haven't played this one. If you can give me cut number five, we heard the secret audio from Tyler Booker. We heard Micah's reaction to all of that. But then this is Booker on NFL Network talking about being drafted by the Cowboys.
I'm super excited. I'm blessed to be a Cowboy. It's a great tradition. Great tradition, a great offensive lineman. And I'm excited to follow suit with all that came before me.
You did not allow a sack on your quarterback this last season. Did Dak Prescott just become your new best friend?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to get on the phone with Dak. Getting the protection means make sure he goes clean every single game. I'm just so excited to be a Cowboy.
Did you see his post this morning, Kevin?
Oh, no, I didn't.
He posted a picture of him. And, you know, he was trying to tell Jerry, look at my suit. That's why I'm the best looking. Yeah, trust me.
I did like that.
And Jerry was like, yeah, okay. He posted this morning a picture. He's in that suit, and he's got his hat on. It says, woke up a Cowboy. And, like, that's, you know, for these guys, like, this morning has got to be a great feeling. There are a bunch of other dudes that are waiting. But for the 32 that got it last night, it's got to be a great feeling to wake up and go, man, my life is changing right now.
Now, for the Cowboys today, look, I kind of want them to draft Cam Scataboo just to annoy Bobby. But outside of that, with Henderson, Judkins, Caleb Johnson, I think those are all, and then potentially Dylan Sampson, those are all potential second round picks. I would wonder if they would hope that they could get Sampson in round three. I don't know if that is achievable whatsoever, because that's the thing. And we've talked about this before. We talked about Travis Frederick earlier. Unless you're ready to move, you're going to be like, all right, we got pick 44. And then is that person really going to fall 32 more spots? Mm-hmm. And when people, and this is the thing that came up with Tyler Booker quite a bit. Oh, you got to trade down. You got to trade down. If no one is there to trade down that wants to trade down with you, then you're stuck. And the one team that we heard that made a real push, Steven essentially confirmed that, was Houston. And Houston wanted them to drop all the way down to 25. So if your contention was trade down to 18 or 20, get the same player, pick up an extra third round pick, well, hell yeah, I'm all about that. But if no one's calling,
then you can't make that move.
Exactly.
Yeah, you gotta go with what you're doing. It does sound like Tootin is one of the players. He's in, go look at Dane. He has him not ranked in the top 100. But it does sound he's his RB 10. The Cowboys like him more than you do. I don't know that like you specifically, than most people. Even Bobby was mentioning that this morning. But that is a name that's, hey, if you miss and you miss and it just doesn't work out for you because you were getting other things, that's another name that's a little bit lower down in the draft that they have interest in and they feel like kind of fits the mold of what they're looking at.
Now, and I wanted to have these two fan texts respond to one another. From the 214, you clearly didn't watch the game. We dominated in all facets of game three. The Stars are the better team and the Avs are not clicking.
The Stars forced them to not click, by the way. I mean, they did take away what McKinnon likes to do. And yes, my opinion, my response to them was watched it. We just have different opinions on what we've seen.
I personally cannot see how in the world you took away from game three that the Stars dominated that. They won. And I did think at times they were the better team.
They matched the physicality. I thought they were even still. Yeah. And I will say this, when it comes to, I know what the Stars are capable of, and I haven't seen their best game yet. That's why I'm still holding them accountable to that. Yeah. I know what, and granted, Robertson not being there, Miro not being there is keeping them from having that mode of it. But when this team plays at its best, the best version of itself, Colorado doesn't, and they're not going to stand a chance against the best version of the Stars. And they've been able to get away with a couple of quick wins to say, hey, see you later. We didn't even give you our best. And we were able to take that away from you.
If Mike Green was available at pick 44, as well as every running back you could have ever wanted to draft there, would you take Mike Green or a running back?
You said every running back I want's there?
Yep.
I'm probably taking Henderson.
Okay.
Like I don't know if he's going to be there again, and he's the dude that I don't even really expect to be there at that point. But if he was, I would probably go with him. But man, yeah, to add something like that to the defensive line, and if Shoddy's really serious about being in the trenches and starting that way, then yeah, you're feeling pretty good that you can add a player like that to it.
And if you think they're going to go running back or wide receiver, we've talked about it. Luther Burden is a kind of divisive prospect for some people, but maybe that's who you
take a look
at.
Is it because of the love of the game? Is that the divisive prospect portion of it, or is there something else that people are
out on? It's this last season, too, and I think people are like, yeah, because that team sucks and couldn't get the ball down the field. And so there is some question about his give up on certain routes, I think, but that's another name that you need to keep in mind. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
Oh, man, my favorite part of the week. It's time.
I feel like y'all are being facetious here.
I'm being serious. This is my favorite segment of the week.
Yeah, me too. I cannot understate how much I enjoy those commercials.
It is awesome. And what is also awesome is Masterpiece of the Week. We're going to revisit the wild, wacky, and oftentimes very concerning things said on this very program. And gentlemen, we have a tradition, a longstanding tradition of picking on people who are not here to defend themselves. This is a very special someone, at least according to Corey. He loves her Instagram page.
Y'all got to stop this.
Is Cynthia Freeland. This one just straight up scared me.
No, but now I need to because I love serial killers.
Yes.
When she said that, it did kind of freak me out.
Because she was like, of course I've been to Holland, Michigan, and I asked about the Nicole Kidman movie Holland, which I was going to watch, and then everyone's like, it's not that great. And so that was her response. All right. Cynthia takes the early lead.
Yeah, she does. And that is, look, man, she is most women in that demographic. And I'm going to say the age period.
Go on.
My wife is right there in the middle of that demographic too, where they watch these serial killer documentaries on Netflix all the time, and they can't get enough of it. That's what she meant.
Have you noticed that they've kind of ruined Netflix? Netflix now and again is like, hey, we'll put out some stuff, but mostly we made this one $300 million movie, and every serial killer documentary or missing person documentary you could ever imagine.
Yeah, no, they want it because they knew this is how we're going to get you to Netflix and chill more.
Just
and as husbands or boyfriends, we just kind of have to be understanding that that's the way it goes.
I know we're getting out of the winter season, and I think most newscasters have learned this, but Netflix and chill does not mean it's cold. Like, they'll be like, there's a snowstorm coming through. It's time for Netflix and chill. That is not what that means.
But it's the best time because you don't want to go outside. So it's you're more likely to.
It's always a good time to chill.
Or to let go. All right. Corey.
Yeah, don't think we didn't hear what you said, Lucius.
We're going to start. Hey, Bert. You gotta send him the meme now. Send him the meme, Kevin.
Oh,
send it.
I got it. I got this.
Send him the meme.
I got this. I will send it to Lucius because he deserves this.
Please do.
All right, Corey, you said this.
I can't make 5 more minutes.
Yeah.
And they're like, but hey, hold on. We're almost there. I could totally make 5 minutes, all right? Barely, but I could totally make it there, all right?
Look, I don't know, man. If you're almost there, 5 minutes feels like a big ask.
That's an eternity.
I had a coworker once say, look, if it felt any better because it lasted longer, wouldn't know what to do with myself. And I'm the same way there.
What?
I'm sending this Bert and Ernie
to
Lucius just for him.
It would be better if he could hear what's happening, but my microphone's on. So now he's just going to get that picture out of context, and it's going to be even better.
From the 214, every show needs to start off with, oh, man, it's the KNC Masterpiece.
This is going to be a hell of a show today.
I love it.
You know what? My honest reaction to that information.
Oh, man!
I'm going to send it to him, too, just in case.
Just to get the point across.
Oh, he'll know.
Let's see. Kevin Hagland, you said this?
Okay, fine. 4 holes.
All right.
That was about the offensive line.
Or the question he asked Alec during the break.
But look.
All right.
If you want to text in and talk more about that, because I've really seen like a lot of trending for 4 holes. And
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Yeah, I do.
He's talking about Swiss cheese.
And so if you have thoughts about that, text them in.
I love this text because this is a smart way to put it. Mm. Since we're picking on people now, y'all show seems so much more productive since y'all got Mike to take a new job.
Oh,
I like the way we didn't push him out. Yeah. We got him to take a new job.
Yeah. In the spirit of dunking on people, you know,
well, look, and we go over this all the time. Somebody asked me this at Pluckers yesterday. Do you miss Mike when it comes to the show? And my standard answer is I definitely miss Mike. And there are times when I'm like, man, I wish we would have had him for that. But then there are other segments where I'm like, we would not have been able to get through that with Mike.
Yes.
Like cowboy segments specifically.
Yeah. And whenever people ask me if I miss Mike, I'm like, I talk to him pretty much every day.
That's true.
He calls me.
We do communicate a lot.
He's excited. We were talking to him last night on text.
Yes.
Yep. Oh, the whole group. I was very surprised. I was like, why is Mike on this? And I went, oh, he's the first one that texted.
Yep.
And usually I don't give context for clips. I let y'all figure it out or just have fun with it. But this is actually Corey telling Mike one of the reasons that they couldn't coexist anymore.
My D bigger than yours. That's not true. That is not true.
In your face, Anthony Edwards.
Somebody had to get the Anthony Edwards story out there, and I happened to deliver.
You're a knight in shining armor and just say, you know what? Fine. I'll be the one. Yeah. I appreciate
Fine,
that.
I'll do it myself.
Ooh, man, there's some tough choices today.
Let's see. I feel like it's only going to get more difficult. We're going to go back to Kevin Hagland when he just made a very valid point, I guess.
Why? Because somebody took a dump in somebody else's shoes. That's why. I still think canceling the rest of the game is too harsh. Unless it was like a kid's game, then them kids got to learn.
Yeah, but that was the referee that had the poo shoes?
Yeah, because some disgruntled fan somehow made it in there and took a crap in his shoe. And he's like, game's over.
Why did he take his shoes off at halftime?
I also want to know that.
Unless they got to breathe.
Maybe he was going to the restroom and he left his, because I take my shoes off to go to the restroom.
What?
Y'all don't?
All right.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't want anybody to know who's in the stall. They can see by my shoes.
You do this in communal bathrooms?
Oh, yeah, man. You put some toilet paper down on the floor so that you have somewhere to put. Yeah.
What?
Nobody knows what my feet look like. Back to you, Alec.
What do I do with that?
I don't know.
Like, how do I move on? That's all it's, right, fine. Corey.
It's the small victories, guys.
Okay. Corey, I guess if radio doesn't work out.
What?
My dream has always been to open multiple daycares.
Yeah. See, I think that should be a category. Kevin is always supportive of Corey's dreams. Play that one more time. I am there for him. What?
My dream has always been to open multiple daycares.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Kevin used to work at a daycare.
Yeah,
true. So like I can get some support. I knew I would get support there. Yeah,
daycare is like a buzzword for Kevin. He just instantly goes,
"Oh man!"
You know. So, let's see, Kevin Hagelin.
So glad we have that as a drop
from the 817. No, that's actually genius, Corey. I'm going to try that, bro, because I'm the same way. I don't want strangers to know that I'm in there.
Why? Where are you ever going to see that person?
Other people disagree with the approach.
It's a cycle of nature. I don't care.
And when are you taking your shoes off? Are you sitting on the toilet and take your shoes off? Because otherwise you're walking barefoot.
I'm not going to walk barefoot. That's disgusting.
He's truly taking a load off. Kevin, you said that this might be my winner.
I have become Joe Mazzulla.
You hate Jason Tatum too.
How did you do that? That'd be neat. I would have tanked out the finals last year for sure.
That's so stupid.
Oh, man. I get it because he's like, hey, get up.
Who else can you become?
Kermit
the apparently Bert and Ernie. Let's see. Corey Majors. There's a lot of
Bert and Ernie
ones.
Were lovers, right?
What?
So, they were in the bathtub. They slept in the same bed.
Yeah, they took baths together, and Bert was always bent out of shape about Ernie eating cookies in the bed, because that's not going to help with what's going to happen next.
I don't remember if it's Derek or Mike that I have the drop of somewhere from years ago where they're like, showering with your teammates is kind of cool. Like, I've got that somewhere.
Yeah, because you're on the same team. Like, I don't know how many people have roommates now that they're not, like, in a relationship with. They're like, yeah, we bathe together. I bet it's not a lot.
Corey, you said this.
That's a long one. Yeah. I don't even know, but.
It was Bert and Ernie.
Hey, Bert.
Corey, you also feel like this goes hand in hand.
3/4 inch. Not that long. Not that much of a difference.
Man, how many people listening right now are like, the hell it isn't? 3/4 inch, they'd be like, it's Christmas.
Jeez.
Probably several Christmases. Would you sacrifice, this is a serious question, would you sacrifice all your Christmas presents for a year for that?
No.
For 3/4 inch?
Yeah.
I get one Christmas present a year, and it's for my wife, so yeah, sure.
That's okay. Nice.
Yeah, I'm not... Santa doesn't love me anymore.
Aww. She's going to like it too.
All right, Kevin. Well, this is a bad segue.
Hey, you're a giant. You can smash people. Oh, man.
That one's good. I like that one a lot.
I don't even remember the real context of that. I was just alarmed when I heard that. And one more. Another. Just Kevin Hagelin's statements are my favorite.
I just saw somebody throw up. Okay. Seriously, this is going to be so weird, but in context. So when we went up to, pretty sure it was Delaware. It was either Vermont or Delaware. We were driving down the street, and this, like, we're at a stoplight. This person opened the door. It was the most throw up I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
And they were
dude,
in the passenger
too much
seat.
Puke talk today.
And then Jess was like, what is happening? And then they opened the door again and went back after it. We did so many things on that trip. The number one thing I bring up from that trip is, you remember that person who opened the car door and just started going? And Jess, she's like, it was so much.
Jess was like,
oh, man.
That was crazy.
I'm going to vote for Corey really breaking down the logic of asking for an extra 5 minutes, because that's too much.
I can't make 5 more minutes.
Yeah.
And they're like, but hey, hold on. We're almost there. I could totally make 5 minutes, all right? Barely, but I could totally make it there, all right? Yes.
All right.
Got it? I'm voting for Kevin's giant.
Oh, man.
Hey, you're a giant. You can smash people.
So stupid.
I didn't even edit that together or anything. You know what? It's draft week. I'm going to leave this up to the people. Because this is so stupid.
I have become Joe Mazzulla.
That's so dumb.
All right. 877-881-1053. Your options are Corey's 5 minutes in heaven, I've become Joe Mazzulla, and what that giant do. All right, those are your choices. 877-881-1053. Coming up next, we'll chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on The Fan.
With the first pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Tennessee Titans select Cameron Ward, quarterback, Miami.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing. It's time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific, Hagee. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I want to go over to Corey for a sad but heartwarming draft update.
Oh, okay. It looks as if I saw this Nick Harris retweeted it. Derek Harmon's mom, who was on life support, passed away shortly after he went to the hospital and got to tell her that he had been drafted by the Steelers last night. Tom Pelissero then added, Derek Harmon was dealing with a lot in recent weeks and had to cancel some of his pre-draft visits to stay by his mother's side. And he obviously was a good young man. So congratulations to him for being drafted. And
yeah,
that's a tough story, but I'm glad that she got to get that news.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing that he got to tell her that. Obviously, you would have traded probably everything for her to just be alive. Now, a lot of people had mixed reactions earlier in the day, but it feels like people are getting over the fact that, like, you know what? If you want to trade down, you need multiple people to make that happen. You probably weren't going to trade all the way down to 25. And they have come to accept, perhaps even love, that you got somebody who can plug and play and wants to destroy people along the way. How are you guys feeling about what the Cowboys did in the first round?
As soon as Tedrone McMillan went off the board, I was pretty crushed.
Yeah.
And then I pivoted and was thinking, okay, this is probably going to be Booker. Maybe Walter Nolan was a guy that they loved. Honestly, I was just happy it wasn't Nolan. But Tyler Booker's a really good player. Like, I never have an issue with going line of scrimmage. I know Gavin was probably thrilled about this because he's been pounding the table for line of scrimmage. But now you've got a really physical and strong interior of your offensive line with Tyler Smith, Cooper Beebe, and now Tyler Booker. Booker's a people mover. He's mean. He's nasty. I think we all got to see a little bit of his personality and hear it last night.
Yeah.
He seems like an incredible human being. The leadership qualities were something that, from Alabama, they spoke very, very highly of. I was happy with the pick. And if they had moved back with Houston, you had Minnesota at 24 take Donovan Jackson, the guard out of Ohio State.
Yeah.
Would they have then taken Tyler Booker? Would Booker even made it? Would Seattle have considered taking Booker at 18? You can always say, like, yes, I would have loved to have traded back. They loved Tyler Booker. They had an extremely high grade on him. They got their guy. They didn't want to move back. And look, offensive line, we all look at what Philadelphia is doing, and we want to win championships. What does Howie Roseman and the Eagles do?
They
constantly take linemen offensively and defensively. And yeah, it's awesome they've got good skill players too, but it's one pick. You can't take a receiver, running back, everything you need there. They can address that today.
And the NFC East is brutal at the defensive tackle spots too.
Yeah, you could this draft kind of sets up really well for Dallas in day two when it comes to the wide receivers, the runners. They could definitely make some hay. You didn't have the run on the running backs last night that
yes.
a lot of people thought was going to happen. I tell you what, you can, to me personally, you pair a guy like Caleb Johnson from Iowa or Henderson in this group right now, and I think you're going to do pretty well with how the scheme is with what they're doing or what they want to do scheme-wise running the football with some of the inside zone stuff. I think that would be the secret audio gave us a little bit of a hint of what they might try and do.
Yeah.
When they start to talk about people move. People move is combo blocks, tandem blocks, those are the kind of the inside zone stuff. And then maybe, you find a way to work the edges a little bit more with that pin and pull they're doing. But it sounded like to me they're looking for some inside zone running backs.
I'm just happy, the Cowboys keep reminding us that Dak's the top paid player in the history of football. I'm just
yeah.
I'm just glad that privately they're not pretending like that means he's the best, because you tried during his prime to skimp on offensive line and what it got wasn't good, right? So now they're thinking, okay, we got to make sure he does have great protection and a good running game, or, our offense is going to fall flat in its face.
What do you find fellas got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking, Hagee. We have Greg Wyshynski joining us to talk hockey at 3:20 and the Tyler Booker presser at 4.
I like it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. Remember, the draft will be immediately following the G-Bag Nation. You can catch up on the draft with us tomorrow as well. We will be back on Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say good night, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin. Hey, you're a giant. You can smash people.